Thank you very much, President. Australia would like to join others in thanking you and each of the presidencies this year for all of the work that has brought us to this decision on the work of the conference today. We commend the very intensive efforts that have gone into this, but we also commend the really great collaboration that we have seen across the presidencies this year to bring us to this point. We'd also like to thank those members that have indicated to date their willingness to serve as coordinators for the subsidiary bodies to Peru, Switzerland, Egypt, and Bulgaria. We can certainly assure you of our willingness to work with you and support you in those efforts. The one point I really wanted to emphasise from Australia's perspective, and one that others have done so as well, is the point of continuity, which has been a very important aspect of the decision, and we welcome in particular the language in OP6. It sends a very clear signal on the expectation and intentions of the conference on that. And in line with that is certainly our expectations that subsidiary bodies will be swiftly resumed in 2025, so we can indeed use the time that we have available to get on with the very pressing substance that sits before this conference. So we look forward to a swift decision on finalising the names of coordinators, and indeed we hope that there will be continuity to the extent that is possible in the coordinators from this year to next. In terms of the work, Australia continues to believe that a fissile material cut-off treaty remains the most pressing priority on the CD's agenda, and that will certainly be our focus in subsidiary body two. But of course, we are ready to engage substantively and constructively across the work of all of the subsidiary bodies this year and next year. Again, President, thank you for my delegation.